Blog Talk Radio.
We do it every night.
Every night. I live alone, but I still do it every night.
Right after dinner.
Definitely after meatloaf.
Like clockwork.
Do it. Run your dishwasher with Cascade Platinum and save water. Did you know an Energy Star certified dishwasher uses less than 4 gallons per cycle, while a running sink uses that every 2 minutes? That means even small loads can save water. So why not do it? Run your dishwasher every night with Cascade Platinum, the surprising way to save water.
And now, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee and Lifetime Achievement Award winner, Wonder Twin. It always gets it in. Andrea!
Hey, how are you tonight? Welcome to another episode of Nationally Syndicated Radio, where I am your favorite host that brings you the most. And guess what? You already know what time it is. It's time to start some trouble. How about that? You know I do what I do best. That's right. I'm your queen troublemaker of the airwaves. I am your wonder twin that always gets it in. I am your queen, Drea. I am Wonder Drea. All right? So listen, gather around the computers, tell your friends, tell all your friends. That girl on the air getting cutting up, acting a fool, you know, and I got some things that I got to talk about, you know what I'm saying? Our relationship. I know, man, you ain't going to want to hear this. You ain't ready for this, but that's all right. I'm here to start my mess, and that's what I do, guys. You know what I'm saying? So I already know we're going to do some men bashing tonight, so ladies, get ready to chime in, to call on in and make some comments and stuff like that, because we're going to bash these men out tonight. And men, don't get mad. You know how they say it? Don't hate the player, hate the game. Here I go. But before we do all that, guess what? We're going to have some music to kind of get you in the mood. You know what I mean? We're going to set this little theme off, and I'm going to bring in my twin that always gets it in, too. Mr. Olasky. What you got? Come on,
I
trust me.
And I think that I never met someone that made me feel like I'm ready to let it go. So I gotta do what I gotta do just to keep you here with me, baby. Now I feel it's time for me to say that I need you. And I can't go a day without your loving. Baby, I can't live without you.
I know that you love me.
This relationship is starting off bad already. First of all, this woman already has a man. Okay? Now, she's getting caught up in this situation right now. Now, this crooning type dude is saying that this man that you already with can't love you like I can. Let Wonder Twin talk to you about that tonight. I'm going to let Skizzy.
Wow. You starting your mess, Twin? You setting that mood, but I like that. So, as you know, this is going to be a sophisticated ladies segment, so that way we can talk to the ladies and we can bash some of the men. We do, you know what I'm saying? But you know what, man, I ain't going to leave you out. I ain't going to do that, because that wouldn't be fair. I'm going to give y'all a chance to call in and redeem yourself, you know, and say some things. You know, maybe we can probably kind of understand why you do some of the things that you do. But let me start off by talking about these relationships that is under control. Ladies, have you ever had a man that want to control stuff? That means he talked to you in your kind of way. He want to know where you've been at, why it take you so long to get home, why it take you so long to reply to his text messages, why it take you so long to call him back, you know, things like that, you know. Then he want to start telling you what to wear and how to dress and, you know, what hair to put on and this. And I'm going to tell you from the rip. I'm that girl, okay? And I'm going to tell you why I say I'm that girl. Because, first of all, what you're not going to do is act like you're my dad. You might be my sugar daddy or you might be my daddy in the bedroom, but just, that don't mean that you're my dad, okay? Here's my whole thing. When you start telling a woman what to do and how to dress and what hair she can wear, and if it ain't her hair, she can't wear it and all that kind of stuff, I value your opinion to a certain extent. And let me be me, let me be the woman that I am, and let me have my own style. I'm the type, I can't stay committed to a hairstyle, okay, at the end of the day. So if you got a problem with that, I'll tell you from the rip. Listen, I ain't that girl. I ain't going on that shit just so that way you can feel better and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, you just wanted to get over that, okay? If I decide I want to wear blue hair because I'm wearing blue jeans, I'm going to do that. You have no control over me, okay? But then we got some men that turn around, and they want to turn around and be abusive in the relationship.
meaning that they verbally abuse. We're not doing it. Who the hell you think you are?
Wait a minute, Twin. First of all, First of all, get a little closer to the mic so we can hear you. But I'm gonna go there for a second, okay? First of all, I told you guys, you know, this is a Twin adventure, okay? You know what I mean? You know, we warned you. We warned you guys, okay? Here's the situation.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the relationship started bad from the beginning. She was with a man, okay, Twin? This one man
mm-hmm.
was with a man.
Mm-hmm.
This man come out, you know, looking good, start singing in his, you know, in her ear, talking about, he can't love you, baby, like I know you too. That's crazy right then and there. So she
mm-hmm.
left that man to be with this man. Isn't that the start of abuse?
Well, I can't say that it's abuse. I got to take a fire lady, you know what I mean? Sometimes you got to put two men together to get one man. Yeah,
what did you say? Now, first of all, hold on, Twin. Whatever you want, it sounds a little muffled, so I want to make sure everybody heard exactly what you just said. See, Twin is starting her mess tonight, and it's crazy,
mm-hmm.
okay? Did you say you got to sometimes put two men together to get one man? Oh, my God, Twin. I'm getting off the phone. I can't take it no more.
I did say that, and I'm going to tell you why. Because sometimes a man don't always act like a full man. Sometimes he's a half of a man.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes you got to put two halves together to make a whole. Now,
what?
I'm teaching fractions, y'all. Y'all stay with me. You know,
Lord.
One half plus one half equals one whole. Right.
Oh, my God.
Now, listen here. You know, you got to have one man because, let me tell you, the one man might be good for the romance. He might be good with the finance. He, you know, but the other man, he might be that person that, you know, that cuddles just right, that just his hugs feel like a Hallmark, you know, or he may have that listening ear, or he just may be, you know, that guy that just had that gentle touch, you know what I mean, or rock your world. You know, it's always that the guys is always lacking of something. Either they can rock your world.
Oh, my God.
But broke. Or I'm something like it is. Or he's lacking of something. Maybe it might be the looks when you got to turn out the lights and act like that's, you know, Denzel. You know what I'm saying? It's always something. So sometimes it takes two to make one man.
Can I get a witness? No, you didn't. Now you know, Andrea Gay now? That's what
yes.
we're doing?
Yes. Can I get an amen, please?
Twin, no.
Okay,
no.
I got my ladies out there. They saying amen. So that's all I need to
do. Oh, my God. All the ladies out here, call in 516-453-9133. You know, just press one to join. That's all I know. I know some of you ladies out there have been in situations, even when you've been, you know, now you have a good relationship, but you remember the bad relationships. Okay,
mm.
Twin's talking about. Now, yeah, Twin is starting her mess. Saying that, Twin, are you saying that no man can be equal up? You got to take three or four men?
No, we're not going to be no hoe now. We sophisticated ladies. We classy. What I'm saying is, if you're going to do the two men, you know, the one half and the other half, you know what I'm saying? You can't sleep with both of them. That's not nice. We're not going with the hoe spirit. We're not doing that. But what I'm saying is I don't find it fault with our ladies when they date more than one guy because of the fact that, you know, you got one that might be one way, and like I said, he's lacking of something else. And when you try to bring these things to their attention, men tend to get upset, and they don't know how to handle it. So then that's when the verbal abuse starts. You know, they want to downgrade you and say some mean and nasty things to you so that way it makes them feel taller. You feel what I'm saying? And I don't think that mess is cool at all. See, one thing about Wonder Dre is this, okay?
Uh-oh.
I have a lot of self-confidence. I love me some me.
This is true.
So when you mess up, you know what I mean, I applaud it. You know what I mean? I say in a minute, like, okay, that was your fault. Mm. You messed up. You had something good, and you just didn't realize it. I'm not one that be like, well, it's me. I don't know what happened, but oh, my God. No.
Listen, guys. Listen, guys. I know Twin. Okay, Twin don't have no patience. Okay, let me tell you about Twin.
But to a certain extent.
Let me tell you about my wonder twin, my god sister, Hall of Famer, okay? This young lady was just engaged to be married. and I guess kicked him to the curb. I said, Twin, man, what's going on? You know, what's going on with your fiancé? She said, what fiancé? I said, Twin, what the hell are you talking about? She said, what fiancé? I got me a new beau. You know what I mean? You know, he's proven true and know what to do. I said, what, Twin? I said, what? So, Twin, like, tonight, man, I'm trying to. Nah, you know what? No, I ain't gonna say I try to understand. I'm gone again. Let Twin talk.
Well, sometimes what one person can't do, another one can. The reason why I say that we go through these abusive, verbal abusive behavior is because here's the perfect example. When the man turns around and say, you know, you better not be with nobody else. If I find you with somebody else, I'm going to do such and such and such and such, and I'm going to come by your house and I'm going to check out and make sure there ain't nobody there and this, that, and the third. Okay, let me stop you right there. First of all, let's pump the brakes on that, because if you was doing what you needed to do, then you wouldn't have to think about or worry about somebody else coming along to do something that you ain't doing. Can I get an amen? I don't even know amens. It's all right.
All right, Twin. I'm going to go there. Let's go to the abusive relationships.
Okay.
And sometimes situations happen. And you fall in love with this person, and you act like you this person. And this goes for the women, too. You know what I mean? I know it's sophisticated ladies. Okay, whatever. But when we talk about the men tonight, I'm going to keep it cool because they're twin. You know, stick to the topic. We got men that court these women, and they're different. They love you. I'm talking about, you know, petal roses, all that, L-A-T. That's a word that Twin, you know, discovered in Philadelphia way back when we were teenagers. All that, not all that. He all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's your highest, right? And so then, you know, he wants to give you the ring. He got you now. Never now. He took you from that man. He can't love you like I know you do, right? And it's talking, singing that stuff, right? And now he wants to get married. He wants to get married, Twin. And Twin, we go to the next track. And now he's wooing her. He, you know, he's on his knee, Twin, and he's saying this.
Just anyone ain't happening. I just gotta be with you. finishing something we started so long ago. I wanna give you my all. Can you think about maybe us having some babies? Come on, won't you be my lady?
You know, you're a young lady. You know, I know you love that track right there, right? Now, you're a young lady, and then, of course, you were just engaged. Did it go down like that? You know, meet me at the altar in your love. We ain't getting no younger. That's how it was?
Yeah, been there, done it, got my T-shirt to prove it, but.
Yes, Lord.
Here's the thing, ladies. A lot of times, you have to be careful and you have to analyze what you have. Because when you say yes, don't just say yes to the dress. Don't say yes because you got the little diamonds and the bling bling. Because guess what? You can love yourself all day long and give you diamonds, give yourself diamonds all day long. Because you deserve it. You appreciate your own self. What I'm saying is sometimes, you know, when you do get married, and even in relationships, sometimes what happens is they get comfortable, they get complacent, sometimes the mask falls off, and the person that's inside of them comes out. So this is when abusive behavior starts. Sometimes it can be verbally. You know, I tell you what to do. You listen to me. Is this way? No way. No, you know, or the highway. Or it could be physical abuse. Or it could just be a situation that they're lacking of. Wherein, okay, he used to open the doors for me. He used to walk on a certain side of the street. He used to, you know, make sure that I was okay and, you know, called me when I got it. But now he don't do that no more. See, things start changing along the way. And I'm not telling you ladies, you know, don't get into relationships, don't get into marriage, because to each his own. What I'm saying is to be careful and notice the signs. Even after getting that diamond, you know what I'm saying? It looks so pretty, you know what I'm saying? Again, don't say yes to the dress, because if you don't know for sure what you got, you got to watch the tail signs. Certain things that they do, certain things that they say. You know, such as a man come in, y'all sitting there, y'all chilling, you talking, and you notice all of a sudden his phone is turned over the opposite way, face down. Red sign, red flag. Why your phone got to be turned upside down? Or his ringer is turned off
all the time. You follow what I'm saying? You know, it's little things like that. You know, the way he might approach you before, it was, hey, baby, I'm so glad to see you. Now it's aggressive. What you doing home? What time did you get in? Why you ain't call me on your lunch break? You know what I'm saying? It's things like that. See, I'm trying to teach the ladies at the same time. You know, I'm your love doctor. That's right.
Oh,
I'm
so
back to that. I'm the love doctor.
Oh,
I don't care what you say. You know, listen to me now.
Oh,
I'm a
my
blessing.
God. You know what? Okay, twin, I'm going to say I'm a busy man, right? And a lot of times I might be out with a woman, whatever's going down, right?
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, you know what I'm saying? You know, I have to turn the ringer off because, you know, I don't want to be ringing, you know, while we having dinner. You know what I'm saying? So to all the businessmen out there, man, Twin's not talking to you.
No. No business getting no phone call at the 5 o'clock now.
What, Twin? No,
that's
wait a minute, Twin.
Right, that's right. You ain't got no business getting no dinner, no calls at dinner time.
Yeah, all right, Twin. You know, let me speak for myself, Twin. Okay. You know, I'm a CEO that runs, you know, a network with, you know, 24 hosts, you know what I'm saying, getting it in, you know what I mean, where I fit in. I'm a winner, Twin.
I can understand that, Twin. I'm being,
I heard what you said. What you said was great. You said that, you know, like, I, you know, when we came on Let's Get Married, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Meet me at the altar with your white dress.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know, and you were this before you got married or this before you were courting or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get the prize, you know, do you treat the prize right after you get it? Now, I'm going to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to go there, Twin. Now,
okay.
All you guys out there, this is the sophisticated. That's right. kiss me, baby. The sophisticated men's segment. on this sophisticated thing,
mm-hmm.
men, women, should you taste the ocean before you go in motion? Should you live together before you get married? Or should you get that sex together before you get married? The mic is yours, Twin.
Ah, you know what, though? A lot of people ain't going to agree with this one. But I got to say, yes, to a certain extent, it is good to live together. Now, I'm going to say a reason why some people may not agree with me because biblically, you know, I came from the background when you don't. However, when you have bad mistakes or bad relationships along the way, or even had a previous marriage along the way, you know some of the things to look forward to, what to look for, what, you know, what's good, what's bad, blah, 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 blah. But you need to know if this man snores, because if this man snores that bad, then, you know, you need to stay with Jesus because Jesus don't snore, okay?
Wait a minute, Twin. I know you're going to – listen, you ain't going to forget your thought. I think that – this is my opinion, okay? I
mm-hmm.
think that people should make love in one bedroom and sleep in another.
Okay, I never heard that one before. I'm not too sure why.
I'm going to tell you why, because you talk about snoring or, you know, your women got, you know, got them nails or the man got, you know, bad – you know, he tried to – almost smother you at the end of the night. Like, whoa, you moving to your side of the bed? So sometimes, you know, it depends. Now, if people like to snuggle and everything is fine. That's,
uh-huh.
For those people, that's wonderful. Make sure you have a king-size bed. I would recommend, you know, California King, you can do all that. But when you got these queen-size beds and they snoring and they kicking you at night, no, make love, you know what I mean, inside of that room. And
okay.
Then go to the next bedroom where you're comfortable. You ain't be around that old nasty snoring bastard. And now back to our regularly scheduled programming.
I agree with you, though. I do. Because, I mean, sometimes it can be just that bad. But the reason why I say probably check it out before time is because of the fact that you don't want no surprises. I mean, he may have some really bad habits that you
uh-huh.
may not really like. Like, besides snoring, he might, you know, get up and scratch his butt, or he might get up and smell gas in the middle of the night, you know what I'm saying, and don't care, or whatever. Whatever the case may be, he may have some bad, annoying habits, you know.
Listen, man, I had this young lady, man, that's again, I was dating. She
uh-huh.
was like great. She was like Grace from Sanford and Son. She used to suck her teeth.
Ooh.
And wow. I mean, like, I would nudge her, like, yo, stop sucking your teeth.
Right.
And she was so, listen, you know, I didn't mind that because she was so sexy. I didn't mind the sucking of the teeth. I didn't mind her gnashing of the teeth.
You bad, you are so bad.
Sometimes you can put up with that if she's sexy enough. But here's the situation. After a while, that sexy thing run out of style, baby. So now you're with this person.
And
you know what I'm saying? Correct. Correct. So now you're in the marriage now.
Uh-huh.
This goes for the women, too, because like I said, you know, the sophisticated ladies,
uh-huh.
you know, sophisticated men, you know, so we know it's sophisticated. But his situation, right? Now, both sides are, you know, are not pleased. Not just the man, but the woman. There's things that you do that you did not do when you were courting, and now all of a sudden, it's cool.
Complacent.
Okay?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, this is the same woman, folks. This International Internet Radio Hall of Famer. And all you punks out there, you better start pressing one. Y'all a bunch of punks, you don't press one. And I know who you are. Now, listen. When you get to the point where you tolerate stuff that you don't like, then that really ends relationships, period.
Yeah, I say don't ever take or tolerate something that you're not comfortable and you don't like. Because if you do that, then he's going to think that it's okay to keep doing that. And then when you speak on it, then it's like, well, I've been doing it all this time. Don't let him get away with that. You
Wait
know?
A minute. Him, twin, girls do the same
him.
Thing, man.
Now,
let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, twin. Let me tell you something. We are taking after Huni Bakatu right now. This is a twin adventure, okay? ain't no more time. Ain't no more time, you know what I mean, you know, for lessons. This is an advancement right now, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, listen here. Now, you know, for women, you was all sexy before the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Take off them holy panties. I'm not talking about righteous panties. Nobody comes to bed, man, looking like, you know, means a Sylvia Sam when you were sexy Sabrina. What's going on with that, twin? I mean, I don't understand. What's the main thing? What's going on?
I had this discussion recently. A guy that I was dating had said to me, "Why you don't wear thongs?"
You need to wear some thongs, twin.
Right, but let me paint the picture to you, and this will change your mind real quick, all right? I said, imagine a thick girl walking around in 90-degree weather with a thong wedged up in the crack of her behind all day long. She's hot, she's sweating, and I'm a nurse on top of that. So now it's uncomfortable. So now this thing is wedging up all the crack of my behind the whole time.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
At the end of the day and hand you my drawers and let you smell them. Do you think that that's wise? So then he says, well,
what, twin?
Yes. I gave him something to think about. And he was like, I said, You know, so why do women wear that all day? Especially, and I'm going to tell you, because there's a lot of women in my field that wears the thong. I mean, they, you know, they go to the spandex. You know, they got the spandex uniform.
Hallelujah. I'm sorry.
And you're supposed to be dressed professional, loose, to the point, and comfortable. So, you know, the question is, well, why don't you wear it? Why don't I wear it? Because I refuse to be FUBU. And for those who don't know what FUBU means, it's fat, black, and uncomfortable. Okay?
What?
I'm not doing it.
Did you just say what I heard you say?
I'm FUBU.
On national syndicated radio, let me tell you something. There's a lot of young ladies out there, man, you know, that wear their thongs over the top of their jeans, you know, just like the brothers, you know what I mean? No. What do you have to say about that, twin? I mean, you're trying to show you what they're about.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I oppose to the thongs. The thongs belong in the bedroom, but in the bedroom only. Because
right on.
Yeah, you can entice them, and then it's going to come off in a few minutes anyway. So it don't got a chance to wedge up in your butt and get a smell and all that craziness.
Oh,
but
Lord,
if you're out there working in that all day long and you sweating in this heat and everything like that, you wrong because you know you stink at the end of the day.
Wow, twin.
You know,
we're going to bring on up. Twin. Twin, before I go into our next segment, because this is a songbook tonight. First of all, you're the people who missed it. The first song was, you know, she was already with a man. You know what I'm saying? You know, and, you know, now, you know, it's you know, he can't love you the way I do.
Uh-oh.
He can't love you the way I do. And then, let's get married. Like, come on. You left your man for this trifling human being. And then he didn't suck at you and said, hey, wait a minute. Girl, I saw you across the room and I ain't having it. Like, come on now. You are in my heart. Like, that's crazy stuff right there. So we talking about now that woman accepted that emotional abuse that's coming. Caller number one, you're on the line right now with the Hall of Famer that has lost her everlasting mind. That's the Pink Katie Radio.
Who we got?
Hey, yes. Yes, my name is Old School. Right now, I can't afford a cell phone. I had to borrow a Magic Man's phone. Only thing I can afford right now is a pager. And right now I'm having some serious issues right now, okay? Can't afford a cell phone. All I have right now is a pager. So right now, there's a serious problem that's going on in my house right now because, you know, my wife, she's straight from the projects, okay? So now, here's what happened. Okay, so now I'm out trying to handle my business. You know, I'm in the hood slinging everything that I possibly can, you know. All of a sudden, my pager goes off, so I go running home, right? So we get into arguing. We start arguing for the time I came home to the next morning. So she wakes up, and she says she's holding my pager. She said, now, why is it everybody else who send you a page, they send their damn phone number? But this, you know, B-I-T-C-H. She had the damn nerve to send you her damn name. I'm like, what? What are you talking about? It's right here. It's right here, Old School. It keeps saying, low sale, low sale. Who the hell is low sale? I'm like, are you serious? Are you serious right now?
Twin. I think the other Hall of Famer has lost his mind as well. You know, that's what you do, twin. You allow
funny.
People to lose their mind, you know.
Well, we got to stick together. You know how that goes.
Stick together? Hall of Famer.
Well, I mean,
we're talking about men. We're talking about men right now.
No.
We're talking about men emotionally abusing their women and being righteous about it. Talk about that tonight.
Uh-oh, he fell out in the spirit.
I don't think you
I'm here, but I need, before I answer your question, I need some help that I, you know, it's not a lady's number. It's just my damn battery's low. Will you please let Miss Quisha from the projects know that no one can send me a name. It's just the my battery's getting low. Will you please, you know, help get me out of the water if you don't mind?
Nah, man. No, you he needs to swim in that ocean and drown in that one.
Okay, so he's going to call you right back in a little while as soon as he can get to somebody's phone. Okay?
There you go. What's going on? What's going on, Hall of Famer?
All right. You know,
how you
it's
doing?
Good to hear from you. Yes. All
well,
right.
I tell you always started something.
I got to. You know, I try to enlighten the people, give them knowledge. So let me stop.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. All right. Love you, Nell. Love you.
Love you, too.
No. Love you, too. We asked you a question. How you feel about, you know, men who emotionally abuse their women, you know what I mean, on a constant basis and make it righteous. You know what I mean? Almost like a religion. Like, do what I do.
Well,
okay, I don't care about your feelings. Okay.
Yeah, let me ask the question. There's no way that you can emotionally abuse someone and call it righteous on the real. That's impossible. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it is what it is, but there's nothing righteous about it. Any type of emotion, mentally, physically, or spiritually, or whatever, wouldn't be a righteous move. So I wouldn't define it that way. Abuse is abuse.
All right, you heard the Hall of Famer.
That is so
true. You heard what he said, and we want to thank him. And hey, Mr. Master Sound Therapist, when's your next show? Pray tell.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. My next show would be July 29th. This is the first time, I think, in a long time I actually spoke twice or gave two advancements in 1 month. So July 29th, I will be speaking about death and asking a question. Is it the end? And a lot of people are scared. They're scared to live life because they're afraid to be able to complete whatever task they got to complete during this cycle so they can move on. Okay? So it's, I want everybody to call in if they got questions, if they never, ever experienced death. Everybody and their mama, too, need to be on for this particular advancement right here.
Oh, that sounds
all right.
Good.
And I'm going to say, all the folks out there, they'll understand what I'm trying to tell y'all. Keep your woman close and your man down the street. And that's how I got to do to be ahead of the beat. And join me another time for this another advancement. That's all I got to say. Good night.
Yeah, he's crazy.
All
he's right.
All right. All right. Well, listen, we go to the next soundtrack of our lives.
All right.
Now you're married, and now you're having problems. And now you're saying, you know, wait a minute, baby. You're like heaven. Twin, you're like heaven to me. I saw you way across the room. You're the only woman that's meant for me. And then that woman says, Negro, please. Next track, y'all.
Blessing he gave to me, I see everything clearer now. The night is blackest it's ever been. Without my girl, I'ma lose it. And I pray that he just shed his grace on me. I need just to be back with my baby.
Feels like I've been thrown my life away.
I'm so scared.
Don't know what to do. Give
back
my soul. Feel like I'm falling out of heaven. Feel like I'm living for my life away. Don't know what to do. Feel like I just walked right out of heaven.
My mama told me that if it's meant to be, come back and she'll forgive me. And the best thing I can do is to just let her go. I know I don't wanna do it, but if I continue to push, she'll just pull away. And I know that in my heart it's a reality. I didn't treat her like she wanted to be treated, and I hope that she's not alone.
you know I got something more to say about this, because before you get to whining and asking God to help you and knowing her back, my whole thing is that woman probably done told you quite a few times about some things that you did that wasn't too nice. And she probably gave you the warning. If you keep doing this, I'm walking away. And now you kept doing it. You know what I mean? And then you want, when she walks away, now you asking for grace and forgiveness. You know, the two twins are supposed to follow you the rest of your life, but guess what? What we ain't going to do is, you know, keep accepting something that's not good or something that's bad, you know, and they don't get that, you know. And I'm a firm believer. I tell, you know, when I'm dating, I tell the person exactly how I feel. If I'm not comfortable with something, I tell them straight from the door, listen, you said such and such and such and such, and I'm not feeling that. Let me back you up on this. You know what I'm saying? Or you did such and such and such and such, and let me recap this. You know what I mean? Last week we talked, you said that. You know what I'm saying? And you need to know that I'm not feeling that. You know, if you come up with another excuse that doesn't make sense and is not valid and it keeps adding up, I'm leaving you. Let me see your first time. I'm going to give you a free pass, you know, because you got to tell me. But the second time, shame on me. Ain't doing it. Ain't doing it.
Twin, I'm going to ask you a question. You know, say if, you know, you're doing your thing.
Okay.
And a lot of times men get, you know, sensitive about when a lady or when a man is doing his thing.
Mm-hmm.
I went through that myself. Okay.
Right.
Well, I'm doing my thing and, you know, you're supposed to be a helpmeet to me or whatever. Not put me down or whatever's going on. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but I told you I'm doing this. Whatever it is, if it's a business world, sports, whatever. This is what makes me, you know, this is what makes me happy. You think that's, you know, and the person said, no, I don't want you doing that. You think that's a case of emotional abuse? We're going to take our first call, a second caller. Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead. We're going to take the second caller.
No. I want you to answer that question.
Okay,
after I, you know, put it.
Okay, so let me just say this much. I support you when there's, you know, a business involved and when there's something that, you know, I support you. But my whole thing is when it involves our relationship and it overtakes our relationship to a certain extent, you got to leave your relationship in the right perspective. You got to know when to hold and when to fold. You know what I mean? When that time starts, yes, when that time starts running into my time, we got a problem. I will tell you about it. And if we can't come to a conclusion that just makes sense and, you know, separate it, then that's when we got a problem. And eventually that's how you know, most relationships wind up breaking off. Because some people, they get so into their work, they get so into other things to that they're not given that time that's needed to the relationship that they're in. And that woman feels neglected. She feels like she's not loved. She feels like, and I'm talking real stuff here, because then what happens is later on, somebody else will come along and give them that time and attention that you're not doing, and tell them how beautiful they are, and tell them how classy they are, and tell them what, you know, looks good on them and how they look sexy and things like that, or may touch them when their husband may not have touched them, or their girlfriend or boyfriend may not have touched them. Why? Because they got so wrapped up into what they was going into as far as their business and stuff is concerned.
Uh-huh.
That's selfish. And I feel as though that's selfish. It's like, okay, what about my needs? And I had that situation. I came out of that situation because my whole thing is, you know, when you become that selfish, that it's all about you and your work and it's just all about you, period, I don't need to be around. You don't need me no more. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, twin. Boy, you are, and first of all, wait a minute. We're talking about empowerment of your spirit, knowing that you're doing the righteous thing or doing, you know, the business that, you know your calling. A lot of times, sometimes, you know, you're calling sometimes, and if your mate doesn't understand, listen, you're understanding with that mate, you're male or female, you know, you're trying, you know, to support them, and they don't support you.
Right.
Twin, that's bullshit. Not what you said. I'm talking about in the situation. like,
right.
yo, like, what's up? You know what I mean? Correct. We're going to bring on this next caller right now.
Okay.
Caller number two is twin. So what you going to do?
Hello. Who we got there?
Uh-oh.
Hello?
That person probably fell out. Damn it. We thought you found the spirit, Sister Bessie. We didn't know, man. We know you acting like Andre right now. Hold on the spirit.
I'm
what's
sorry. I didn't know. Hi, Sister Twin. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Look, sister, I'm enjoying the show. You spitting the truth. I want to ask a question out there to the men. Why do a lot of men today think that we are beneath them?
You better say that.
You know, are beside you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of men blame the woman for the atrocities of the world because of the
mm-hmm.
story in the Bible, right? But who got the command first?
Wow.
Who got the command first?
Mm-hmm.
And you went against the being that created you, you disobeyed him.
Right.
So you're going to blame everything on the world for the woman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We were categorized as a helpmate to the man.
Right.
And I saw a situation where this brother came against Francis Wilson. And Francis Wilson spoke for over 35 years on racism.
Mm-hmm.
But this brother, this time, and this is what's going on between the relationships where they're pitting the men against the woman and the woman against the man. It got to stop.
Right.
So,
not cool.
So what do you think on that, sister?
Well, first of all, when it gets to the point where y'all hitting on each other, it's time to end that relationship. It shouldn't even be nobody hitting on each other, period. But when y'all hitting each other and you still staying together, you're just as dumb as he is.
Yeah.
Because you accepting it. And then you stupid to his level to do the same thing that he's doing. And then stuff like that, when that happens, when you get to the next relationship, when you finally get time, you realize, you know what I mean, okay, enough is enough. And you try to go on to the next relationship. Now you're carrying all of that fear, all that, you know, hurt to the next relationship. And you're going to do it to the next person. You know what I'm saying? Because now you're so angry that happened to you previously. So now you're carrying that to the next relationship.
Hey, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, twin. I'm going to go there with Sister Bessie. A lot of times you stay in toxic relationships knowing you need to get the hell out of it.
And I don't understand why
women
do that. You know, men are so quick to step away from a relationship, and they get over it in a heartbeat.
Wait a minute. There's a lot of times men go through a toxic relationship, and they should not be there as well. You listen, when you know it's bad, run. Run like Carl Lewis. Get a gold medal.
Yes, but I'm just saying, you know, at the same time, if you notice when a marriage is over, the first thing that the man does is he's the first one to step into another marriage or another relationship. Why? Because he
you didn't say that, twin.
Female. And that is so true. That is so true.
But
how are you going to be so over a relationship that's supposed to have been like 10 years and you're the first one to get married? Okay.
You know,
I'm trying
you
to
know what? Yeah, you know, well, a lot of abuse comes in relationships because you have one individual thinks that the woman is beneath him. The woman is not equal with him. So
exactly.
That's where abuse comes in.
Wait a minute, twin. Hey, Bessie, remember I talked about on Coach's show, you know what I mean, the Equal Rights Amendment. Women should be able to be equal with a man.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of folks went crazy on that when I said that, and I don't care. I say it again. You guys are talking about equality. Starting trouble. My mess.
To a certain extent.
Here we go, twin. We need a certain extent. So twin now is saying
I
that
say
a man
to a certain extent
should be, so y'all saying that a woman should be beneath a man in a certain extent?
No, when you say
no.
I kind of disagree with, because, you know, when you talk about equal, that just go way across the board. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be equal with you and be sitting there, you know, doing dishes every night and cooking every night and washing your clothes every other week. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be equal to putting out the trash, you sitting right here. You
watch
know
this. Watch this, Bessie. I'm going to get her. I'm going to ask you a question. Should a woman doing the same job as a man be paid equal?
Yes.
Well, I say yes.
If she's doing the job as a man, then she should be paid just like that man.
And that's the equal. Mm-hmm. That is the basis of the Equal Rights Amendment that I'm all way for. So, Sister Bessie the Truther, we always enjoy you. And guess what? There's still not a sport right now that I would watch right now other than boxing and track racing, even though your girl Sha'Carria Richardson is not racing for the United States. But anyway, that wee boy. Thank you, Sister Bessie, for what you called for tonight.
Okay. All right. I gotta say my show is on tomorrow night. Friday night, I'm interviewing Dr. Walter Palmer, a well-known activist that has been working for the community for a lot of years. So I will be on tomorrow night. And you guys, welcome to tune in. And thank you, twin. I love you. And brother.
Love you too.
Oh, you just love you. I'm just a second thought. Yes, I'm Bessie. Yeah, I'm the man here.
Yes.
I get equal rights.
Yes. Yes.
That's right. You do.
You are right.
Now, we go in all the callers right now. I know you're biting at the bit. But now, twin, the relationship is bad. It's bad, twin.
Sad.
Now the man is looking for a Wednesday lover. Because he's looking for a Wednesday lover because now he feels that he's inadequate. You know, first of all, you took a woman away from her man in the first place, married her, then went to beg when things are not right because you know you did wrong, and now you're stepping out of your relationship.
Here you go, twin.
Look, will you allow me to get it in?
Yes, you may.
Oh, but I'm longing for you, yeah, for you. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I wish they all could run away. What am I to do? I wanna get back to you. Oh,
with all my heart left, a day never suppressed, the way she makes me feel inside.
He looking for another lover. Well, what I gotta say about that? Half the time, I put it this way. If your ass was home and did what you're supposed to do, you would not be out here. You got jewels at home, but you outside looking for rhinestones. Now, that's what I got to say. You wouldn't be out there looking for rhinestones if you took care of the jewelry that you had at home, the precious priceless jewelry that you have at home. You know, men need to start understanding the fact that, you know, when you got a woman in your life, that they are precious jewels. So, you know, when you mess up, understand those precious jewels that are very valuable may be valuable to someone else. And how many times have you made this mistake over and over and over again? And she kept checking you every time. I don't like it when you do such and such and such and such. You don't do such and such and such. Why do you do such and such and such? Don't talk to me like that. Don't do that to me. But you constantly do it, right? And you wonder why. Now you're sitting there, you're unhappy. You're shut down. And you know what? I'm going to say this. Ain't nothing like a woman scorned, because guess what? When we get tired and that vault is closed, you ain't getting nothing. The legs are shut down. The sets are shut down. The verbiage is shut down. I'm telling you the truth. You know what I'm saying? Now you're mad because, like, I can't get none. She ain't talking to me. We living in the same house. She walking right past me and ain't saying nothing. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you know, because she's tight. Then that's when you want to step out.
That's how this went. That's, you know what I mean? I mean, that's your gospel. That's the gospel.
Yes,
now remember how this started. Now maybe the man that she left for this man did the same thing. You know the soundtrack of your life was she was already with a man, but he said he can love you like I want to. Remember that? He crowned her. So what you just said, you know, is it a cipher? Now she's going through the same thing all over again because she left that man the first to come with this nut behind? Let's go to the next caller, oh. Twin.
Woo-wee. When you don't close that door the correct way, then, you know, you reap what you sow. You know what I'm saying? It never goes right. You can't expect a blessing on top of mess.
Caller number 3 on the line right now with the Hall of Famer to be. Andrea Pressing, National Syndicated Radio.
Hi, this is Aset Atunray, the god of ancient Tamaray.
I am enjoying the show. Peace and love to. Hi, Twin.
First of all, this is Huni Bakatun's daughter. I'm going to put that out there. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. How are you?
All is well. I'm doing my best. How are you?
Great. Pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you. So real quick, I want to be brief and clear as I can when I say this. I'm not going to point the finger and say more of what, you know, kind of like blame and say women did this and men did this, but I'm going to kind of just open up your mind and kind of make and kind of give you an analyzation of what happened. First, I want to say the black woman, the woman period, is the first teacher. And what happens a lot of times when the man grows up, most of the times he suffers trauma sometimes from the mother or both parents. So he grows up emasculated and he suffers that emotional trauma and he takes it on his woman. Now, on the flip side of this, man, he can be intimidated by a strong black woman. And that is why I don't like the white man's Bible, because things have been very altered and twisted. See, man knows how powerful the woman is. And when he realized the powers of the black woman or the woman period, that's when he started to feel like he needed to take control or gain some type of recognition. And I tell everyone, the black woman is God. Now, we're talking about science. We're talking about facts. We're not talking about opinions. We're not talking about myths. It's evident that the black woman is God, and the black man is the son of God. And because of that, the black man feels like he's less if he admits to himself that the woman is God. So my whole point is the roles have been switched. We're living in times where the man is emasculated, and the woman is very over-emotional. So she's over-dominant due to her emotions. And that is what's happened here. Now, as far as abuse, I don't really like to put my business out there, but you said something about, you know, people being stupid if they don't get out of abusive relationships. But I just want to say I'm a victim of an abusive relationship. And sometimes it's not that a woman wants to just stay and accept that. Sometimes she has nowhere to go. And when she cries out for help, there's no one there to help her. So she's stuck in a position that she doesn't want to be in. And as far as battered women's centers, I don't know about every different state, but in Georgia, if you're abused and you're in an abused relationship, unless you have children, the state will not help you. And plenty of times I tried to reach out to the state to get help in my abusive relationship, and there was no one to help me. So I was stuck in an abusive relationship for 5 straight years, and I'm glad that I came out of it. And on the flip side, men, they suffer abuse too. I'm not going to say it's just all women. Some men go through it more than women. You know, rape, actually, this is a hard truth. It's a hard truth to swallow, but I'm going to say it. Women started raping men first before men started raping women. And you can look this up. This started happening in the 1800s. And that was when the white slave masters was making the women do things to the men. So this is a history of abuse that we're talking about that men have suffered that gets overlooked today. But I'm not going to keep rambling on because I got to get up early in the morning, but I really just wanted to open up everyone's mind on that.
Wow, that was a good point. And I appreciate the even going back in the history of times, because I didn't even know that when it came down to the women raping the men. You know, we talk about so much the dominant of men doing things to women, but this is true. You know, that you did open up some minds there. Men do suffer from things. They do battle things. And sometimes I say when it comes down to relationships as well, men need to be a little bit more conscious of how many relationships they be in. The reason why I say that is I must just say from a female's point of view, sometimes it's good to separate yourself and come out of a relationship and just detox yourself. Detox meaning that there's no more spirits that's entering into you. You know what I'm saying? Carrying some extra baggage from this relationship, that relationship. When you're constantly going from relationship to relationship, every person that had hurted you, you're picking up another feeling, another bag. You know what I'm saying? So when you go to the relationship that really wants to try to get in, it's kind of hard because you've been so torn between Larry did this and Henry did that and, you know, so-and-so did that. You know, that stuff, it adds up and it hurts. So it becomes harder on you and they become scars, you know. So this is why I always say sometimes you got to be to yourself, love yourself, and get to know your own self. You know what I'm saying? And it's not, like, even when it came down to, you know, my last relationship that I had, you know, I had to detox myself from that, you know, and try to, you know, really get my thoughts and stuff together and say, you know what, I'm going to do me for a minute. I'm going to stay to myself for a little while, you know what I'm saying, before I enter and try this again. And you got to really think, do I really want to get to know somebody again all over again? Am I really ready for this? Because the world out here is crazy. Dating is not the same anymore. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I say to men and female, don't just jump in from relationship to relationship, because at the end of the day, you know, take time to get to know yourself. Stop carrying extra stuff. So, you know, what happens is a lot of times, like you were saying, with the males go through things too, and I get that. You know, it's not just the females. Prime example, had a situation. Dated someone recently. This person said, you know, I was wondering why they were saying certain things. Like, you don't believe me? I'll take a picture. Why are we doing that? I didn't, you know, where's this untrust issue coming from? But it's been from previous relationships. So when he broke it down to me, he was like, well, last person didn't trust me for nothing, and that kind of was like a scorn, you know, to me. So I feel like I got to prove myself. You don't believe me? I'm going to text it to you. I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to take a picture. I don't need you to do that. I really don't need you to do that. When you go to another relationship, understand that that's a whole new relationship. That's just like erasing the board clean, a clean slate. You're moving on. So when you start carrying stuff constantly and you know, arguments or something jumps off or something you do kind of relates to your previous relationship, it's time to start thinking about it. Like, dang, am I carrying this load with me? Something's wrong. And a lot of men can't separate that. You know, you got to let your past be in your past. And that means don't do it no more. Like, if you've been in a marriage and let's say you knew what the tail signs was when you figured out that that person was stepping out on you, you know what I mean, and you know how you felt, then you know what to look for the next time. You don't take it again. You don't accept it. You know, you realize it, recognize it, and be like, hey, this happened before. Now, everybody, you know, the con comes in different ways, different forms, all kinds of stuff. You know, because, I mean, some people know how to put on a charm, and they will fool you and wow you. And then sometimes, ladies, we get hit with the bop gun, we lose our mind. You know what I'm saying? We start dangling on dummy and don't think about some of the things that I'm being disrespected, you're talking to me any old kind of way. He got this abusive behavior. He got this mentality, you know what I'm saying, that he could be a little thrown off. You know, that mess is real. You got to start looking at that. Then you in situations when, you know, you're being abused. And I'm not saying that it's anybody's fault for being in the situation of being abused. I was in an abusive marriage. You know what I'm saying? Very bad. And the thing is, I had to ease my way out of the lion's mouth, okay, to the point where it depended on my life. It depended on my son. You know what I'm saying? And you can't just be like, get up and go. Somebody get up and clock you over the head. You know what I'm saying? That's not how you, you know, you can't just do that. So you got to, you know what? I'm going to play right into your atmosphere right now. Since you're feeling really big and really tall, listen, you're right. You were so right. It's all my fault. Yes, I am not the woman for you. I feel as though you need to find that person. You need to find that special someone because it's not me. And if that's what it makes you feel better, you know, and makes you leave the house, fine. Sign these papers while you at it. You know what I mean? While you feeling tall, write your name nice and big on this dotted line right here so we can get divorced. You know what I'm saying? I will do whatever it takes to ease my way out, but one thing I'm not going to do is stay in. I'm going to figure out the easiest way to get out. And, you know, I agree with you. It doesn't make you dumb. I never was trying to say that. I'm talking about the women that recognize it and they love, you know, they going back and forth, hitting the man back. Yeah, you this, that, and third, and they still in it. Oh, he ain't going nowhere. That's my man, child. I love him. We hit each other, but we be right back together. No, that's not, that's abuse. You know, those are women that I'm reaching out to.
All right, Arsette, when's your next show?
My next show is on the 20th of this month at 9:30 Eastern Time, and it will be about the Plandemic and the Human Extermination Program. So everyone tune in. How do you reach us? On the Damon Network, dial in at 516-453-9133. But before I go, I just have one more question for you, Twin, please, if I may.
Sure.
I want to ask, because I'm only 29, so I just have a question for all of the older women. Why do older women get with younger men and be surprised that they don't do them right? I just want to know that question.
All right, I'm going to give you a good answer to that one. First of all, most older women that get with the younger men, the reason why they do that is because they still got a lot of energy. You know what I'm saying? Most of the men, after they turn 50, they start losing some brownie points. You know what I'm saying? Most older women, especially during a change in life, they get in that midlife crisis. You know, they feel like they want to feel young again. They, you know, they start doing extra little things and look young. You know what I mean? And they want to feel young. Most of the time, honestly speaking, women that's in the midlife crisis, we already know that the young ones is not there with the commitment. You know, we just want to get that fixed, you know what I mean? Because the ones that's over in their 50s is not always hitting it the way they should or don't want to hit it, and their sex life is starting to dwindle. You know, that's why some of the women do that. Now, I'm not saying that I'm doing that. I'm not. But what I'm saying is that's the reason why a lot of older women go to the younger men. Most of us know, oh, I know he's playing his game, child, but I'm just going to have my cake and eat it too for a moment. So they live in their life for that moment. It's called Mr. Right Now.
That's all right. I love that tea. Thank you so much, Twin.
All right, all right. And, of course, this young lady, man, has done a great job on the Dynasty. Twin, you already know. She won the Battle Network Stars, you know what I mean? You know, beat a person that we all know and love. I'm going to mention that person's name. And, you know, but, you know, and won over, you know, overall to the four that won. The Battle of the Network Stars champion, Arsette Toonray. We love her. And thank you, girl.
Yes. Thank you, Brother O. I love you. And thank you, Twin. I love you, too.
Love you, too. Thank you.
Hold on. Before she leaves. Let me know what you do about it.
You are funny.
I got her again. That's twice in one day. Bye.
Love you.
Bye. Love you.
Now, before she leaves, right, we got something else here. Now the relationship is over, Twin. Everything that you and Arsette just said, the relationship is over now.
Okay.
What happens now? Is it a goodbye? Why?
Sometimes. reason. I gotta say goodbye.
Tell me, have you ever been in a situation where the best thing you can do was the hardest thing you've ever done? But you try to do what's right, and I know deep down inside that I really wanna be there by your side. But I can't stand to see you cry, not when it's because of me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's over,
over, baby.
I'm never loving
you.
Same game from the beginning?
Well, let me just say this. Depending on how everything was in the bedroom, it ain't always a goodbye. Sometimes it's a reprise at the end.
What? Oh, my God. You nasty, nasty girl. Nasty girl. You think I'm a nasty girl. You know what?
About that twin. Come on, don't front now. You know the probation is still there. You know what I mean? When you are flaunted in the bedroom, and you don't get the job, you can't just walk away and say bye, 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 because that's why y'all keep calling. You know that's still mine, baby. You know you still want this. You know how y'all do. Y'all start talking all that craziness and that jazz and everything, and then y'all try to ease your way back in so y'all can get it one more time, you know what I mean, a couple more times, and it be that makeup sex, you know what I'm saying? But eventually that grows old and it grows cold. Okay, you know what? I done had that. I'd accepted that. It was good. You know what I'm saying? And it got me over for that particular time, even though I still be like, yeah, you talking shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord.
But at the same time, you know, you went on, you got hit by the bop gun one more time, you know what I mean? But now it makes sense to you because it's like, you know what, you still that same nigga, you know what I mean?
Wait, that's it. She sound like Willa God right now. Oops. But anyway, let's bring on the next caller, y'all.
That keep it to yourself. Now, see, when the penis becomes a community event, there's a problem. Because at the end of the day, guess what, boo-boo? We not playing Russian roulette. I only get one of these. One. Okay? So I'm not going to sit there and stand in line and make, okay, my turn. Me next. No, we not doing that.
Did you say me next?
One and only. Yes.
Did you say me next?
No, we're not doing this. We really not doing this. But, you know, some women accept that, and it's not cool. Okay,
right.
Now, if you are in your life, like I was explaining to, you know, the young lady just now, you know, if you that's where you at. You don't want no commitment. You don't want no love. You don't want this or whatever. You just want that fix. It's to be scratched every now and then. Then you call that new homie, you know what I'm saying, that young man that can take you to that ecstasy because he got the energy to do it. You know what I'm saying? He ain't going to take 5 minutes like, ugh. You know what I'm saying? He going to take you there. You get your and after that, all right, I'm good. Bye-bye. Because most of the time we do know. Oh, he going to talk to that 20-year-old chick. As soon as he sees somebody walking down the street with that short, tight miniskirt, he going for broke. You know what I'm saying?
That's how it is?
That's how the dating. I'm just being real. This is how the dating world is nowadays. And then sometimes you got the older ones that try to do that, and then they can't keep up. You know what I mean? You want to run over there, and, you know, you're trying to chase skirts in the carrying on. You know you can't last longer than 5 or 6 minutes. Come on now. Stop it.
Listen
don't
here. All
here.
The folks out there that are 50 years old and take care of their bodies, you old ass key. Now let's bring on the next caller. On this line right now.
God.
Carla, you're on the line right now with Wonder Twin. She's acting up Hall of Fame style.
Who we got on the line this evening?
Hey, Andrea Presley. How are you tonight, Queen Sister?
Oh, thank you. How are you?
I am good. This is Jared Thomas, a.k.a. The Gifted One, with the little tea time.
Okay, cool. What you got to say about our text tonight?
I love the show. I'm loving the show. I'm over here just laughing away as y'all do it. It's been really great, and I'm loving the music tonight. That was a different flavor, so I was definitely experiencing loving the music tonight.
Oh, cool.
Thank you so much, Jared. I guess I'm just that person that does radio music. I don't know. I just try to do something with my life.
Aw, thank you so much for your love and support. And, yes, the music definitely supports our topic, and it really paints the picture. So it's definitely a different flavor. And I'm glad that we could present that together because, you know, only two twins activating can do
this
something.
This is true. Watch your mouth, twin. You know, she's starting her mess. Any comments of what we talked about tonight in your world, in the lesbian and gay task force community, sir?
She's good.
Yeah, that's a good question. Is that happening in that side?
Yeah, that it does happen in relationships where you do get with guys who take guys for granted. Everything you said, it is happening in gay relationships. That's why I said I was enjoying the show because I was over here laughing with you because I was like, yeah, I've been through that. I've seen that happen, been there. Because I've literally been through all of these situations. I'm 34 years old, so I've been through my share of relationships being a gay man. So I everything that you were speaking to, I was like, yeah, been there. I know how that feels.
See, yeah, it's okay.
It
you know what I'm saying? You know, mistakes are mistakes. And you know, idiots are idiots out here. Don't matter. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know I'm cutting up. You know I'm cutting up.
That's when.
It's good to know that, you know, that was a good question because, you know, we talk about this, you know, with relationships and everything. But I guess when you think about it, guys, you know, guys are guys, you know what I mean? And maybe everybody just, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't understand some of the mentality that people come up with. How do they come up with these things and think that it's cool for a relationship to work out? You know what I mean? If you're stepping out, if you're doing abusive behavior, if you're not putting your 100 in there, you start off giving me 100, and by the end, you know, of a few months or a year to a year and a half in, now you're giving me 65, and it drops every time, every month, we drop it lower and lower. How do you expect a relationship to last? You know, you got to put that same 100 in. I need you to keep putting that effort in.
Those aren't relationships. Those are bedroom tales that last 15 minutes.
Right.
I love that tea. Oh, can I get some tea with some sugar, please? Tea with some sugar.
Basically, yes. You are right. You are so right. And you gotta learn how to label and call those things. You got some things that are worth spending time with and working on as far as the relationship, and some things you got to label and categorize it as, you know what, that's just good bedroom sex right there. And I'm going to leave that right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I'm ready for another appetizer, I'll come back to that. But, you know, right now, if you're not there right now, you got to leave that on the table, and you got to go to something else, go to the main course. You know what I mean? So sometimes the appetizer can hold you over till you get to the main course. You know what I'm saying? But
when
you know,
nasty.
It's like that main course. Hey, I'm just keeping it real. Am I right? See, I got a call with you. Agree with me. You know what I'm saying? Am I right? Did I say something wrong?
No, you right on.
Say. That's what I'm talking about.
You know what? First of all, Jared, let everyone know when your next show is on, young sir.
I have not gotten my date yet, so I do know when my next show is coming up next month. I just have not gotten the date yet, but I would definitely love for y'all to call in at 516-453-9133. And press 1 for some tea time with me, Jared, the Gifted One Thomas, here at ONE Dynasty, brought to you by those fine people at Looking Glass Entertainment.
All right, you heard what he said. He's starting his mess.
You, baby.
Listen,
I know that's right.
He's wonderful. He's a wonderful young man that tells his truth and tells his story. And don't come from him because he did not send for you. Thank you, Jared. First of all, it is now in go-to time. And Twin, your greatness has been stated to the rest of the world again. Congratulations on your 78th ONE Syndicated Station All-Time Connection Record tonight.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's crazy. You know, you continue your legacy. This is your second consecutive. And we're proud of you tonight on these ONE stations. How you feel, Twin?
Oh, feeling really good. Feel like I want to start some more on that.
You know what? No, we don't have time. Tomorrow night on these ONE stations. We have Sister Bessie the Truther and the Front Porch right here on these ONE stations. And she's done a great job for us since 2018. And also, ready for this, Twin?
Mm-hmm.
Before I go into ONE Ghosty time, let us present her well. The International Internet Radio Broadcasting Nominee for 2021. How you feel about Sister Bessie? And we hope that she wins that honor, you know what I mean, and be able to be presented at our outstanding fourth ONE Honors in December. Your thoughts?
She fell out again in the spirit.
No. I'm talking to you. How you feel about Sister Bessie? You fell out that time. Oh, what the hell?
I'm sorry, I missed that part. Okay. Yes. That's my sister. I love her. And guess what? She deserves it. So I'm looking forward to that day when she receives her award.
Sister Bessie, you heard what, you know, the Wonder Twin, who's a lifetime achiever of the Internet Academy, said about you. What do you have to say about this young lady that has done great things in the internet world and wants you to be part of the academy?
Twin won't ever be replaced. She has done so much for the podcast, and I love her dearly.
because every time she comes on, she makes us women think. And I love that about her so much.
Oh, thank you. That's what it's all about, you know? Yeah.
And Sister Bessie, she starts trouble, and she'd be digging the hole and put her in there and put her.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you, Bessie. Thank you. And on that note, tomorrow night, this young lady will come back on. I'm just teasing, swear. Tomorrow night, we come back on with Sister Bessie and the Front Porch, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time on these O&E stations. And, of course, Family Nation has advertised to O&E, which is Ola Dudley and Goes Enterprise, which is, of course, at www.thelookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as and Goes Prime Time on that. DevNet.com. We're in Ghosty Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Dudley and Ghosty at Pinterest and Google Plus. Ola Dudley and Malay and Ghosty at Facebook, as well as our business page, the Wonder Twitter of NSR, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Olay, Daylay, Dudley and Ghosty with mine, gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dudley and Malay and Ghosty. And also, Twin, let me just mention this, right? Here, Twin, for the first, you know.
Uh-oh.
The 2021 International Internet Radio Producing Enshrinee for the Hall. Saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now, the 2020 Lifetime Achievement Award winner of the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame and its enshrinee for the class of 2018, the Wonder Twin that always gets it in, my wonderful, wonderful God sister, Andrea Preston. You have 2 minutes left to go in the program.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that wonderful introduction. And I want to thank everyone out there for taking out the time to listen to my show, even for those who called in and had comments to say. Listen, pass down the knowledge to other people. Something that I may have said might have struck you funny, but you know I'm telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? And it's nothing but love. It's nothing but wisdom, knowledge. You know what I mean? But something might have stuck in there and said, hey, you know what? She right about that. So, pass the knowledge along. You know, enlighten someone else. But I want to thank all of y'all for listening. And I will be back next month with another episode. And we're going to keep this thing going on because, you know, we got to have our little women's empowerment, you know, type thing. You know, it's a sophisticated lady segment. Remember this. We are classy, never trashy. We are sophisticated ladies. Good night.